This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
I think the idea is very interesting of it. To me, I feel like you have to be 100% certain to challenge. You can't. It's not one of those ones where you think it's borderline. Like maybe, you have to be 100% certain. And in that scenario, obviously, like I said, I thought it was a strike coming in, and the pitcher thought so too. So he challenged it. But yeah, I don't think it's something that I would ever use if I was borderline on a call.
That's Max Muncy, that funky Muncy, talking about the ABS system about which our next guest has written, among other things. Every time we see his name, it means there's some MLB breaking news out there, it seems, of late. Evan Drellick is on Twitter, at Evan Drellick, senior writer for The Athletic, covering baseball, joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Evan, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Evan, it's interesting because while we want to talk about the balls and strikes, I'm way more fascinated with this ESPN Major League Baseball divorce, if you will, or at least a separation. Can you tell us what this means for ESPN and MLB, the fact that they've decided not to continue their partnership and opting out before the contract is even over?
Yeah, look, it's a marriage that still makes sense, frankly, to continue and could continue.
Right.
They yesterday decided to opt out of the final 3 years of the national deal. So as of now, that means Sunday Night Baseball, which has been around for almost 40 years, will end with this season. It is still on ESPN for this year. The ESPN still will have the wild card game, but unless they work something else out, 26, 27, 28, those years are now gone. The basic feeling for ESPN was it is not worth paying an average annual value of $550 million for baseball rights anymore. You know, cord cutting has taken away a lot of the money that's in TV, and everybody in baseball and sports media broadly is trying to deal with that. That said, ESPN is launching a direct-to-consumer product, meaning you can sign up for ESPN without having a TV bundle later this year, and they need content for that. And baseball also, you know, would benefit from I don't say it facetiously, the worldwide sports leader. It's not a bad place for baseball to be. So there's still a chance that they ultimately work some revised deal out, but Commissioner Rob Manfred yesterday sent a letter to the owners, kind of blasting ESPN.
Kind of?
No. The parting shot was more shot than parting.
I was a little surprised how barbed that rhetoric was.
Well, look, it doesn't surprise me for the fact that we've seen Rob Manfred in every he's a tough negotiator, right? And I think at times that's been a problem for him, that maybe he can go a little too hard.
Well, that's all he is. That's when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yes. But look, when it comes down to the dollars and cents, maybe at the end of the day, they'll end up in a better place for it from at least their perspective. But yeah, in the letter he sent to owners yesterday, he cites ESPN's minimal coverage outside of the games that are actually being broadcast, which I think that's a sentiment that's been out there. I actually don't know that one's particularly unfair.
Well, okay. I just want to say, when you say minimal coverage, are they talking about all the studio shows around? I mean, I grew up in the era of Baseball Tonight and Peter Gammons, Diamond Notes. Like, that's never coming back because things like MLB Network and things like NBA TV and NHL Network exist. I mean, what exactly would he want them to do? Because it doesn't draw the traction that's needed for these other shows, such as Pat McAfee's show, such as First Take. Like, I'm sorry, but baseball just doesn't do numbers like that anymore.
Right, right. And MLB's complaint is like you're saying, the studio shows, it's everything except the actual live broadcast of MLB games that ESPN does. There's a ceiling, there's some justification for it, that ESPN cares more about the NBA, the NFL, which are partners, and less about baseball. You know, you go to ESPN's website in the off season, the baseball off season.
When MLB just goes away.
Which, I've noticed that, right?
Right.
And whether that's right or not, baseball can sit there and go, well, if ESPN promoted us better, we'd be in a better position, right? It's a chicken and egg argument. The reality for ESPN clearly is people don't care. And so we're going to make you click something else to be able to get to the baseball headlines. It's not surprising that boils over. And that's what's happened here in this negotiation. And MLB, I think everybody is skeptical that they're going to be able to get $550 million.
Well, why don't they just take it in-house then? As long as the RSN model is collapsing and they're having to swoop in and take over some of these broadcasts, long-term, they could have their own direct-to-consumer. They could just own all of it. Is it that they were still going with the old model of them expecting to be paid a massive chunk of money just for their product?
Look, I think if you gave them truth serum, I think they would probably acknowledge, and I imagine the result of this will be that they're not going to get a deal that's going to be worth $550 million again. It'll be some lower figure. The reality is they have time. Right. ESPN has time until they launch their direct to consumer, and you still have a whole baseball season. So you have a number of months here where I imagine they will keep negotiating. And I don't think we'd be surprised if they come out back together. Now, to your point about MLB can own it, they're broadcasting five teams this year. OK, none of those five teams are going to attract a national partner on their own. Right. What baseball's trying to do is get to a point where they can package literally games from every team.
Do they want like an MLS style package with Apple? Is that what the aim is here? I'm trying to understand how they're trying to do this, because I think from my perspective, it looks like they're trying to be the NFL, but guess what? They're not the NFL.
At one point it looked like, yes, what they wanted to do was find one partner where you could get everything, which as I understand the Apple MLS relationship, that's what it is. You sign up for MLS on Apple, you can watch every MLS game. They don't want to do that. I think at one point they were thinking that way. They saw what the NBA did last summer. The NBA last summer reached deals, combined total, $77 billion over the life of the deals, right? They re-upped with Peacock. I believe that Amazon was another partner. I could be misstating that. But, it was multiple streaming companies that the NBA reached deals with.
Right.
That's what baseball wants to do. The teams today control what they do with local TV. What Manfred wants to do is take those rights into his office, and then he wants to make more national packages. So we're going to give Amazon 100 games, and it's going to include every team, the Cubs, the White Sox, the Yankees, the Mets. And to get there is going to be a very messy process, because the big market teams in baseball have the most valuable TV rights. They're not going to want to share them. And so how do you get them to share them? Well, maybe you offer them something like a salary cap. How do you get a salary cap? Well, you got to negotiate with the players union in 2026. And it might take a very long work stoppage. So there's a lot of dominoes that still have to fall here. But the interesting thing about the TV stuff is that when there is a lockout again in 2 years, it will be in no small part because of what's going on with TV.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Direct correlation is definitely there. And that's something I'm fascinated about this, the TV rights thing for all the sports. I keep track with every single major sport and all the teams involved and how it's going to get divvied out. And I just think, again, a lot of these leagues think they're the NFL. They are not the NFL.
It's also a different time now. Those of us who are old, we understand
You're
that
old,
it was a tectonic shift in your life when something moved from the channel where you watched it. It just isn't that big a deal anymore. That I don't think the generations of people that baseball says that they want to reach to, you know, they don't care about me. You know, I'm going to be 56, which I think is like a median number as far as, you know, baseball age. I'm a white 56-year-old male. So I'm wheelhouse for MLB. But they're looking at my kid who just says, okay, where's the game? Bip, bip, bip is on his phone. He's got the game. So it just doesn't mean as much with any of these things.
As long as you have all those subscriptions.
Right, which I'm probably paying for.
Look, baseball, nobody's really been a pioneer here. So how much you want to knock baseball for it, I think you could fairly do it either way. You could say they should have moved sooner. You could say, well, they're just following the rest of the industry. The old cable model that all these blackouts are built on made them a ton of money. And it's hard for people to walk away from money, even if they should. But what's happening now that the money is disappearing is they're sitting there going, well, we don't have the money, but we also don't have the reach. And, the reach eventually down the road will correlate to money. So that's why what you're seeing this year, the number, unless something happened in the last couple of days, 22 of 30 teams are available direct to consumer, meaning the same thing like ESPN is going to do later this summer. You can sign up to watch your team's games without having a traditional bundle, which is good because that increases the reach. But it took way too long to get there. And it is still the case that you can't go to one spot. It isn't an Apple MLS relationship. And you're probably never going to see that in baseball.
Yeah, I understand that. I think the biggest thing is we kind of watch how this unfolds. That's what makes the lockout even more dramatic, if you will, because literally baseball could be on its head coming out of that lockout compared to the way we're not only consuming games, but also how money is paid out to players. If there's a salary floor, salary cap, which I expect both those things will exist on the other end, who's grandfathered in and how. There's just so many questions surrounding this. I guess my thing is Major League Baseball ready to change their attitude completely to social media and other things? That one of the reasons the NBA, they'll tell you about their engagement and it dwarfs MLB, and they missed an area of time, a decade or so, where they could be probably on par with the NBA, if not in popularity, at least in reach and engagement through non-streaming or digital over the air, because social media is a thing, and MLB were the last people to embrace it. They're trying to yank people's videos off the internet. It was dumb.
Yes, and Manfred has acknowledged, the league office, including the commissioner, has acknowledged that they were behind in marketing. And that criticism has been around a long time, and rightfully so. I do see them now trying to play catch up and trying to do more, trying to push these guys out there, whether it's too little, too late. I think that'd be a very fair argument. But they do seem to have changed their tune a little bit. And, you know, to your point about the cap and the floor, the salary cap has always been the third rail issue for this players union. Baseball is the only sport that doesn't have the cap. And there's just no reason to think at this point that a cap would arrive without a really long work stoppage. I mean, truly, the owners would basically have to break the players union unless there's some sort of bubbling sentiment inside that union that feels like all of a sudden they should go for a cap. And that's just never been the case. I asked Tony Clark, the head of the union, 2 or 3 days ago, and his response was, the same position this union has always had historically, the players have always had historically, that I've always had historically, is we do not want a cap. And so then the question becomes, how long are the owners willing to fight for that? Are they really willing to take down
a whole season
for a year or two? And I, you know what? My guess is no. There's too much money in this game. $12.1 billion in revenue last year. Split that down the middle. It's not a precise split, but it's $6 billion going to each. You're going to miss maybe then what, $6.5 billion each? It doesn't make sense to shut baseball down for a year or two because nobody's going to care. They're just going to go watch everything else.
It's facts.
Evan Drellick is with us on the Bernstein and Harris Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. You're also writing about the automatic ball strikes system. And when we have seen it first rolled out, that Cubs game yesterday, it was blissfully a nothing. It was an absolute nothing. Even though the Spectrum Sports broadcasters wanted to make it bigger than it was, you barely notice it. Is anyone against this?
I haven't heard anybody complain about it yet. And I think the reason they are going for this version of the system, the challenge system, where a team has two challenges a game, and you retain the challenge if you challenge correctly, is because it is less obtrusive. You know, they don't want to slow down the game. They just sped the game up. They did in the minors test using it literally on every pitch. I mean, that truly kind of making the balls and strikes an automated thing. And I think this challenge system, it does hit a sweet spot of, okay, there's a big moment in the game if somebody's really convinced that absolutely is a ball or a strike, give them the chance to challenge it. It keeps the human element in it. And I think baseball would lose something if you would totally remove the human element from balls and strikes. And I got to admit, I was too wrapped up in the ESPN stuff yesterday. I did not see the challenge in that first game with the Cubs and Dodgers. I read about it. It seemed like it worked as it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that there are enough people who can just say, look, this is practical, this is good, and especially considering the gambling, that why not just make sure that your stuff is right and that the romance of the human imperfection isn't making or costing people money?
Yeah, look, MLB has the power to implement this at this point. The expectation, it's not a guarantee, but the expectation is they'll do it for next year. There's this competition committee in baseball that reviews on-field rules. That competition committee is controlled by the commissioner's office. The league has the majority of votes. So even if the players, and I don't know that I expect them to, but even if the players come out of the spring training and are like, we don't like this or that, MLB can still do it for next year. It's within their power, and I think that's likely. There's no reason at this point we would think it's not coming next year.
Evan Drellick, thanks for taking the time for us today. Much appreciated, all the hard work and all the reporting the last few days.
Appreciate it, Evan.
Thanks, gentlemen.
That's Evan Drellick of The Athletic. The Cubs take on the Dodgers today in spring training action from Arizona. Coverage on The Score begins at 1:55. They're cutting 5 minutes off our show!
But do you know who's on the call for that game?
That's right, Matt Spiegel. We can't do transition, though, because he's in play-by-play mode. He's in his fortress of solitude right now, just osmosing information and vibes into his bloodstream.
Also, got to prepare for that five-minute pregame.
Oh, hey. Also, for those of you who are disappointed that it will not be Spiegel and Holmes, I have a surprise for you. It'll be Mark Grody solo after the game once it ends, because you know those spring training games fly.
And a quick note, I picked up something in Evan's voice there. Does he have a little bit of Zach Zabeman in his voice?
Yes,
absolutely.
Right?
Not quite a voice twin, but like a voice cousin.
A little bit. Voice cousin, yeah, not that's bad. Fair. And Zach Zabeman has an excellent voice, so that is a high compliment.
So coverage begins at 1:55. First pitch is 2:05. So it's a 10-minute pregame, Studs.
Excuse me.
Technically, I have this. I'm bad at
Wait,
math.
There's no break in that 10 minutes?
I'm saying, but technically that would all be your pregame period.
Got there will be one break. I guarantee at least one break in that pregame
Thank
show.
You.
Cubs spring training games on the Score are sponsored by Sloan, the leader in smart water and commercial restroom solutions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.